Welcome to the October 27th Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It simply doesn't get any better than this. One full hour with the Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt, followed by two solid hours with Alan Corwin. Alan Corwin is the only guest I have on the show where I actually name his segments, and I call his segments the Alan Corwin Experience, because that's what it is. We have a couple days left in the month. Make sure to head over to AAR31Guns, AAR31Guns.com, and get in the running for that gun a day, giving away a gun a day until the end of the month, and one lucky winner will walk away with Tim Schmidt, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. One of you will walk away with his Ford F-150 Raptor truck. I'm Mark Walters. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You've got to love that. Welcome to this hour of Armed American Radio. If you are listening to the show live, all of you Walking Dead fans are back. We know who you are. Baseball fans, the Cardinals, tied up right now with Boston, 1-1, fifth. Welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. We're going to have some fun because we're just going to jump right into it. A little bit of business to get out of the way first. Still have a few days left in this month. The USCCA is giving away, and Tim Schmidt, the founder, is giving away a gun a month, a different gun of a gun a day throughout the month of October. 31 guns. So head over to AAR and the number 31 guns, AAR31guns.com for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Scroll to the bottom. If you don't believe me, you can see no purchase necessary. Flip up there and read all the stuff about it. No purchase necessary. AAR31guns.com. One lucky winner at the end of the month is going to walk away with Tim Schmidt, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association's Ford F-150 Raptor truck. That thing is a beast. It's a monster. I've been in it. I've climbed hills in it in the snow. You could win it. So good luck. AAR, the number 31, AAR31guns.com for your chance. That's cool stuff. I'm a big fan of free stuff. You got to love that. Speaking of free stuff, I have to go here. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Mark?
I'm doing well. And the reason I'm asking how you're doing, because I know you're a political junkie, before we go back to Alan Corwin.
Yes.
All right. Some health insurance gets pricier as Obamacare rolls out.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's, I want you to listen to a quote here from a former Obamacare supporter. It doesn't seem right to make the middle class pay so much more in order to give health insurance to everybody else, said Harris, who is 3 months pregnant. This increase is simply not affordable. I was all for Obamacare until I found out I was paying for it. How's socialism feel, my friends? Welcome to socialism.
He's not a socialist. You just can't stand him. You're a racist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Welcome to socialism, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, they should have known. I mean, and people getting kicked off of their insurance plan, well, they should have known. New regulations means that if the old plan didn't have it, guess what?
It ain't free, pal.
Exactly. I don't
know
what
they're thinking. Get something for free. Welcome to socialism.
Yeah.
Take from you, give to them. That's Obama.
Yeah, that's
Joe the plumber. Wealth redistribution. That's
absolutely
right. Alan Corwin, welcome to the show. That angers me, bro.
Nothing's free. It's unpriced at the point of delivery.
This is the wit and wisdom. This is the Alan Corwin experience.
I got that from Tom Jenny, and he got it from somewhere, but I remember it.
You know, who cares? You said it on this show.
Okay.
And that's what matters. Gunlaws.com. I love getting the email from you.
Well, that's where my wit and wisdom comes from. I'm better in pencil and paper when I can sit and think about things and when I just have to do them on the air. But let me revisit something for anybody who's just joining the show. December 3rd, we go to oral argument in Arizona Appeals Court, which is in the Supreme Court building, on the Gun Save Lives censorship case. Now, many of you know the city of Phoenix censored us from saying Gun Save Lives. And after 3 years, with the ACLU joining us on the case as a friend of the court, the Goldwater Institute will represent us December 3rd in oral argument. So if you're in Phoenix and want to go, check it out. And if you want to find out about it, go to gunlaws.com and we'll tell you. But that's December 3rd. We finally have an oral argument date. And also December 3rd, the federal law, undetectable handgun law, expires. And will the federal government renew it? Will there be a battle over what to do? Can they get it through both houses of Congress? Nobody's talking about it. I think many people have forgotten it. But the undetectable handgun law either gets renewed with stuff on it or clean or expired. That's also December 3rd. We talked about it in the first hour. I just wanted to bring it up before I drive Mark crazy with the Piers Morgan discussion that we've been waiting to have.
Let's go there. For a moment. Let's go there. I love this conversation. This is a fun conversation. I think listeners will get a kick out of this. I have made it very clear on more than one occasion on this program, without really much opportunity to elaborate, I'll do that with you now. I believe. But I want you to understand, and listeners to understand, particularly new listeners in many of the new cities and affiliates that are carrying the broadcast around the nation, that the basic, and this is where I'm coming here, is from the premise of this program. And the basic premise of this program is that the Second Amendment isn't open for discussion. It isn't debatable. The debate ended 222 years ago, December 15th, 1791. So understand where I'm coming here with what I'm about to tell you. And I use this as a little moniker on the show from time to time. I don't talk to them, I talk about them. This time belongs to us as gun owners. It belongs to you, not them. You get enough of their garbage anytime you turn on the television, anytime you pick up a newspaper, any site you go to if you want to. You hear them all the time. The mainstream media hates your right to bear arms.
This is true.
They hate that, and you get that anywhere you want. So they've got this massive voice. So understand what I'm about to tell you, that Piers Morgan can go pound salt. I don't believe that I or Alan, you, or and God bless him, Alan Gottlieb was on the show last week. We were laughing and joking about him wearing the fact that Piers Morgan called him less than 10 days ago an idiot on his show. And in 2 hours earlier today, when Larry Pratt was called a stupid, stupid man.
So your argument, Mark...
My argument is that we do not need to give this man any credibility because he hasn't earned it. You have. The only ratings this man gets by you going on his show come from you, and I don't believe that that man is worth it, simply because he isn't interested in having an honest discussion with you. His interest is to use you to pick up listeners, or viewers in his case, to pick up viewers at your expense, and to attempt to make you look like a fool. We don't need him to further our argument. Now, take it away and tell me where I'm wrong. I want to hear this.
He's no different than most of the other network, CNN and MSNBC commentators. Just he's the bottom of the barrel and the worst. That means, to me, he's the easiest to pick on, and I wish he'd give me a shot at him. I think he's afraid of me.
I would love to watch that, by the way.
That would be good.
Your approach, though, of not patronizing the antis, I think is wrong.
No, not the antis. Just a few of them. In this case, Piers Morgan. And I want to make this comparison. I think it's important.
But he's such easy pickings, Mark.
I wouldn't patronize Reverend Al Sharpton either. This man has no credibility, and I wouldn't want to give him any on the program. So I make that comparison.
Sharpton is hard to listen to. He's such a whining, aggravating bigot that just to listen to him squeal and whine is hard to do from a physical standpoint.
Well, visually, he lost a lot of weight, and his head got really big.
Right. Well, it's okay. And he's hard to look at, too. I understand. But the point is, I'm telling people frequently to deal with the not choir. It's okay to sit in the echo chamber, to preach to the choir, to hang out with people you know. It's very hard to go to people you don't know and try and inject cognitive dissonance. This man is the perfect target because of how ignorant he is, because of how poorly he frames the argument, and he reaches the hardcore of the left. The left needs to hear rationale and reason, and they don't get any. So simply avoiding him means he'll pick the dumbest Bubba and make a fool out of the guy, instead of picking somebody like Larry Pratt, who made a fool out of him. And Pierce can't even tell he's being made a fool of when he is. So you can boycott him and stay away and think that accomplishes something, but somebody's got to call him on the carpet. He's a non-American citizen using the American airwaves to attack our rights over a battle he lost 235 years ago, and he's still fighting it. And he keeps asking, why do you need a 30-round magazine? And after 10 years, he still doesn't know the answer. He's not even qualified to be on the air, and nobody's willing to confront him with that and say, how can you even still have a job?
Well, it is, but you know, you just, I'm going to throw this at you. He's not even qualified to be on the air.
How can he ask that question over and over, and he doesn't know the answer? The answer is so obvious. Why do the police want it?
Well, we know that. We know the answer to that. And
magazines. There's an obvious reason. And look, I think you have to deal with these people, and you have to win.
And you do every time you jump on the air with him. And, it's so fun to watch. The Christiane Amon poor thing was an awful lot of fun, too. Unfortunately for her, or for you, she was able to say quiet and then go to a break whenever she wanted because it's her show. Alan, when we come back, we'll talk some more about it. I want to dig into that a little deeper. Armed American Radio continues. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom with Alan Corwin on the Alan Corwin Experience.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's a beautiful thing. We've got new sponsor tonight, G-Code Holsters also. Some fantastic outside the waistband and inside the waistband Kydex stuff. That is, let me say, it's fuzzy. It's a fuzzy warm holster. You'll love it. Head over to tacticalholsters.com to check out what I mean. And the Mad Ogre. Mad Ogre. Got those G-Code holsters going on over there. To wear what the ogre wears, visit G-Code Holsters at tacticalholsters.com. Welcome back to the show. Alan Corwin, some of the best radio is the radio that really isn't even heard, believe it or not. It's a radio in between the breaks. I say that a lot in a funny, joking kind of way, but it's very true. If I could somehow record conversations I've had with you and play them over the airwaves, you and I could go somewhere and have dinner while it ran.
I think we've almost done that once or twice.
I think we have too. But Sean and I were just talking about the Pierce Morgan deal, and I want to clarify where I'm coming from here. You can't argue with stupid, and you cannot argue with dishonesty. And if you're trying to argue with a combination of both, just walk away, number one. Number two, my position on this, and I have been on, God knows, I can't even count how many lefty shows I've done from a broadcast standpoint as a guest. And I've been hit from the left. I can't even tell you how many times. I wish I had a dollar for every time. But I've had conversations with people who were interested in having a conversation. Now, from my position, the debate is over. There is no debate. And I want you to correct me if you think I'm wrong here, that by debating the left, or in this case we're talking about Pierce Morgan, we are giving credibility to and furthering a topic that really shouldn't even be up for debate anymore. I've always started the conversation from this basic premise. The Second Amendment exists, pal. Get over it. We start from here, not there. Your thoughts?
You've given me five different threads to pick up on.
Take them. Run.
Well, the debate does exist. It's always going to exist. Freedom is a struggle, which means it goes on. You don't just win it and then you're free and there it is. The Second Amendment is there as a guarantee of rights that pre-exist, knowing they would be attacked, knowing we would need the reminder. The Anti-Federalists didn't even want to put it in, saying that our rights are too vast and inhumane and shouldn't even be looked at. You do need to protect them. You do need to say it again and again. And your most salient comment is about arguing with stupid. And this gets back to what we said in the beginning about what is the solution? How do we win? There are people who I've tried to turn or debate with, and as soon as you get anywhere near close to making a point or reaching a rational common ground, they have to leave. They change the subject. They're not interested. They call you a name. They abandon the debate and the argument. And that's like the title of Michael Savage's book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And that's what we're facing. So no matter how righteous you are, no matter how correct your position is, Mark, you reach a point with half the frickin' public, or a third, some significant piece, where it doesn't matter that the Second Amendment's there. It doesn't matter that if there was no Second Amendment, which is a flaw in your argument, your right to exist exists regardless of a piece of parchment or the Second Amendment or any piece of written law. It's the natural law. It's the law of the jungle. If somebody tries to kill you or your child, you can defend yourself. And it doesn't matter who comes after you later in a black robe or a sheriff or anything. Your right to exist exists because you do. And it doesn't matter if Piers Morgan is there or not. These are rights. What we face to preserve the sanity and the beauty of America is that there are people who go, I just want to take all the guns away, and nothing interferes with that. And we can't reach them, and they have the vote. And you can't institute a test to say, if you can't think in a straight line, then you can't vote. Because then who's in charge of that? And the system is just as bad. We don't have an educated public. We don't have a moral legislature. And the system that we have that was so great for so long is falling apart at the seams. And I don't know what the ultimate answer is. So I find myself putting out brush fires and clinging to the vestiges of freedom, like full, pure, and complete possession and ownership of firearms, because that is the litmus test of freedom. And as long as I maintain that ownership and possession and use, then I know I have the vestiges of it. And where the rest will fall, I wish I had that answer, and I don't.
You know, Sean?
Yes.
I knew I could bring out the eloquence of Alan Corwin, and it was 100% successful. That was brilliant.
Yeah, it was.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Well,
and that's why you are a fan favorite on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go back to armedamericanradio.com if you're listening live and rewind this by visiting show archives on the top page. And you'll see it by individual hour. And it will show up as hour three when the podcast version recording of this show goes live the following day, regardless of when you're listening to the program. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, and there will be a description there, and you'll know which one it is. I beg you to go back and listen to what you just heard.
I'd like to go back, and what did I say?
It was good. Cool. It was absolutely good.
You got me wired. How much time do we have left in this segment? Because I got a couple of short things and another little rant.
We've got 2 minutes and about 20 seconds in this segment, but we've got another half hour with you. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Well, let me give you a couple of things for George. You got me tempted here. You've never been able to stump him on a gun. Well, we already talked about, is there an undetectable handgun for the undetectable handgun law that expires on December 3rd that I'll be describing in a paper coming up at go to gunlaws.com and sign up for that for my page 9. Do you know, well, I'll give you the easy one. You know what a duck's foot is?
Go ahead.
Tell me you don't know what a duck's foot is.
Nope. I know what a dynasty is.
Nope. Okay.
One of the beards.
I'm going to ask George the Mad Ogre. Does he know what a duck's foot is? And I shouldn't even say it because he might be listening, but I have one.
He is.
I can't even say that over the air. No, I don't actually have one, sir. I'm not exactly sure what that is. It's a wrong number. there's a gun called a duck's foot. See if you get George with that one, but I'm sure some of your listeners will write in or write to me at gunlaws.com.
It's been Googled probably a million times.
Yeah, Google's
oh, damn. Okay, so that was screwed. But here's a really good one. Do you know what the security exemplar is? Okay, got them two in a row. I've been trying to get my hands on a security exemplar since it was invented in 1988, and that's a clue. And I can't get one. I haven't even seen one. I would like to just see one. So see if you can get George on that. And if you stump him twice, what do I win?
I don't know, but we'll find something really fun for you.
Damn, I better win something. Cause
yeah, we'll find something fun for you on that. Sean, how much time do we have in the segment? I know the ogre
seconds.
Is listening. He was actually holding and dropped off.
Seconds.
So we may be able to get him back on. He's probably feverishly Googling right now, Alan, while he's listening to this out in North Carolina.
Back, you want me to go into something. I want to talk about consent of the governed.
Yes,
because
let's do that because
that and
people have that sick feeling right now that something is wrong. And consent of the governed goes right to the core, I believe, of why people feel in their gut something is wrong. Consent of the governed. Think about that. When we come back from the break, Alan Corwin and his eloquence. I'm Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walter.
Ooh. Some Detroit Rock City, WGTK, WDTK, up in Detroit. Love you guys. Shanto, are you there?
I be here, yes.
You are there. Where were you a second ago?
Got a call.
Okay, all right, good. All I heard was go.
Yeah, I apologize for that. The music played and the liner played. So we're
that's okay. Here. Let's go back to Alan Corwin.
Yes.
I just want to make sure you were okay.
No, I'm fine.
We weren't having any problems. You physically okay? You didn't fall down, hit your head on the board,
but,
or anything?
No, but I'm painted green today.
No accident. I don't even want to go there. No accidental discharges or anything like that? Negligent discharges, I should say?
No.
All right, then we're in great shape. I didn't hear any pops. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show. Consent of the governed. I want to go back to the quote at the top of this hour. I was all for Obamacare until I found out I was paying for it. Consent
just too much.
Of the governed. Well, let's read the whole thing.
That's a good way to start this, Mark. That's perfect. That's
it doesn't seem right to make – it doesn't seem – pay very careful attention to this. Alan, I know you do because you get this. It doesn't seem right to make the middle class pay so much in order to give health care insurance, health insurance to everybody else. I was all for Obamacare until I found out I was paying for it. Consent of the governed. Alan, that's a great setup. Tear it up.
Couldn't ask for better. And this gets back to where we started also with what's the solution. How can the news media, who is so firmly in Obama's camp and yet claims to be for truth, justice, righteousness, and is a little bit on the flower power side, how can they not recognize that the Obamacare program from the beginning depends on getting people who don't need health care, who are young, who are earning money, to pay into the system to buy health care that they don't need so that that money can be used to pay for other people who are sick and need health care?
Yep.
How could they not put that out front and center and cause the absolute collapse of this scam? Because that's what the scam ought to have. And they didn't do it. So everybody thinks it's some kind of great magical wand that's going to provide health care for everybody. And then some guy like this finds out, well, wait a minute. You mean I have to pay for this? This isn't going to be paid out of Obama's stash? He's not going to pull the money out of his stash? Remember that woman?
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it's going to get paid for? You mean everybody's required to get coverage even for pre-existing conditions, and that's unmanageable financially, but we'll manage it by forcing everybody to join so that everybody who doesn't need it or doesn't want it will pay? And the media didn't make this clear. And even Congress said we have to sign it to find out what's in it, and nobody went berserk. And the thing didn't fail before it started, and then we say we have consent of the governed. But it's much worse than that. I want to get to a much more fundamental level. When we say consent of the governed, when we say, and I was saying this too, and I'm embarrassed at myself for doing this, we say government is only legitimate if it rules with consent of the governed. And that seems to make sense to me. But what is consent of the governed? I didn't consent to most of this stuff. Most people didn't consent to any of this stuff. If you have a majority, 51%, vote for a candidate, and that candidate gets in, is that consent of the governed? It is not. It is not by a long shot. Mr. Obama got into office with 65 million votes, or 69 million votes, out of 351 million people. That's about 20%. That's about 20%. Now, some couldn't vote, some didn't vote, some are in jail, some are underage. What is consent of the governed? We're not even close to it on a mathematical level. And then you have something like Obamacare, where people are swayed by a corrupted media that doesn't tell you how bad the system is and says, oh, we got to have it. We're going to have, like Canada, we're going to have magical health care. And it's not even about health care. It's about insurance. This whole imbroglio is about getting insurance for something. They're not even delivering the health care yet. The system won't let you sign up to pay bills. It won't let you sign up to pay bills to get insurance, not health care. This isn't health care. This is an insurance scam. Everybody pays in. Some people get paid out. And the people paying in who don't need it finance the system, and they're required to join or they're penalized. And none of this is made obvious when the system is put in place. This is not consent of the governed. This is disconsent of the non-governed. I don't even have words for it. That's not the right phraseology. But at the most fundamental level, when you have a 51% majority and it's only 20% of the public and the guy gets elected, that ain't right. I don't think there is consent of the governed. I can't imagine a system where there is consent of the governed. In a group of five, maybe. In a group of 55, maybe in a group of 315 million, there's no such thing. There is no such thing. We're deluding ourselves. I rest my case.
No, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is why.
What do you say to it? Don't stop blowing smoke up my skirt.
You know,
what do you say to that? Is there consent of the governed?
No, there hasn't been. I think the closest we've ever seen to consent of the governed was shortly after the revolution. I think consent of the governed has been eroded with each passing year since then. That has brought us to this point today, which may or may not be a tipping point.
Oh, I think we're at a tipping point, all right.
We're clearly at a tipping point, but at what point will we tip? We need another 2 to 3 hours. I'll have to get Sean on that one.
Happens every time, and the question is not at what point do we tip. The question is what comes after the tip.
Yeah.
Where will we be? Will the United States be here in 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Everybody says, no, of course not. How about 100 years? How about 10? And what will be next? What will be next?
Well, history. If we go back, you know, history tells us we need not only look to those who fail to are doomed to repeat it. Well, you know, you're looking at a great superpower that is eroding. And there's no question about that. People don't want to hear that.
So,
but it is.
The bottom line question then becomes this. Will you cling to and hang on and preserve your individual freedom? That's really the bottom line.
And you have to ask yourself how much individual freedom you actually have.
And how much you can have in terms of owning your property, maintaining your personal safety, making sure your own family is taken care of. And being in the firearms movement, being on Armed American Radio tonight, is a key to this. So no matter where this forest is, and whether the trees are falling and making noise, and which leaf you're picking off the tree and arguing about, your ability to keep and bear arms and to protect yourself and defend yourself against massive government, which is only force and they're all armed to the teeth, it comes down to this litmus test of freedom, your ability to keep and bear arms. And that must be preserved. And like I said earlier before a break, the people who tell you you don't need guns to preserve your freedom are the people who want to take your guns away. And if ever anything ought to shine in a bright light, it's that. So all the things you can do to preserve your right to keep and bear arms are the things you need to do to preserve your family, your right to religion, your right to speech, your right to your own property. And as badly as it gets eroded, the more strongly we can cling to our guns and Bibles, as they put it, or cling to our right to preserve our freedoms ourselves, the more robust and the stronger freedom is. And that's why I've written 10 books on gun law, so you know what the rules are and how you can proceed legally and how you can defend your rights more robustly. And that's why these things are important. That's why gunlaws.com is important. That's why your show is important. And that's why we do all the things we do in the preservation of freedom, and more people are doing it.
So the Alan Corwin Experience on Armed American Radio. Perfect timing for the closer. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little story about a homeless guy and his cell phone. Think about that. Homeless guy, but he's got a cell phone. Back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com, irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. Representatives from Crossbreed Holsters, we are here in the Crossbreed Holster studio, will be on the show with us next week, as will two of you, an individual named Sonia that I met in Houston at the Gander Mountain Academy Concealed Carry Expo last week, will be joining me on the air. She had some fascinating questions about the show and wanted to talk about it, and I said, why don't you come on the show with me? How fun is that going to be? We're going to bring you to the program. The show belongs to you, and we love getting your voice out there. In addition to that, let's just say the lineup is building, and it will be huge. We've got some training tips for you. Hopefully Ken Murray, author of Training at the Speed of Life, will be here. And we may even see if we can convince Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman to join the show. We have asked and reached out to Ted Nugent. It's hunting season. It will be very difficult, more than likely, to have him back on the program
based on when we air and what he does. But we'll certainly have him back, hopefully right after the first of the year, if not before then. And I've got a fun one for you. We are reaching out, if you all you Walking Dead fans, we're reaching out to a cast member over there to find out what kind of gun you need to carry, what works best, what caliber you should have, just like they have for the coming zombie apocalypse. That'll be a lot of fun. Alan Corwin, I'm going to blow smoke at you again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to listen to the elegance, the eloquence of Alan Corwin, please go back to armedamericanradio.com, click show archives, and you'll be able to listen to this show in its entirety by each individual hour. You can download the podcast and sign up for those and have them downloaded to your phones or whatever device you use automatically. Alan, welcome back.
Good to be here. You know that.
I was actually pulling up a story about a homeless man who had his cell phone taken away, and I thought, wow, that's ironic.
That's funny.
A homeless man had his
cell right, and but the story has been pulled. It's now a dead link. I do apologize. But it went back more towards I pay for it, because you have to wonder how a homeless guy has a cell phone he's paying for. Who's paying for it? Again, you're paying for it.
Oh, geez.
I'm paying for it. And I saw the irony there. But because the story link is pulled, I apologize. We'll have to move on from there, Alan.
I don't know what to tell you about that. I have another date everybody needs to know about.
We're going back to December 3rd. You want to reiterate that, or do you have a new one?
We should remind everybody that on December 3rd in Arizona at the Court of Appeals, oral argument will be given on the Gun Save Lives censorship case. The Scharf Norton Center for Constitutional Litigation of the Goldwater Institute will argue in our case. The ACLU is a amicus defending our right to free speech, due process, and equal protection under the First and 14th Amendments. It's going to be history in the making. December 3rd, 9 in the morning, go to gunlaws.com, sign up, and I'll send you news on that. Everybody's welcome. It's a big courtroom. Please dress nice and act respectfully. But we've been waiting 3 years for this. Also, December 3rd.
Hard to believe, by the way, that it's been 3 years. We've been talking about it on this show since its inception.
I know. We should have our signs up. Gun Save Lives. Educate your kids. Send people to trainmeaz.com so they can learn about gun safety. Certainly not getting it in the schools. And then December 3, also the undetectable handgun ban expires. I'll have news on that as well at gunlaws.com. But December 14th is the anniversary of Newtown, and Bloomberg-funded organizations will be celebrating, or maybe that's not quite the right word, they'll be using that date to promote for new gun, anti-gun stuff. And Alan Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation and a bunch of others decided they should not be allowed to own that day and to dance in the blood of victims and to promote their agenda
unchallenged.
And thank you for the word, Mark. So December 15th will be Gun Save Lives Day, using the same red heart that Phoenix censored. Mayor Stanton in Phoenix is a member of Mayors Against Guns, the Bloomberg team that is trying to outlaw all guns. So Gottlieb announced that, I think, in a slightly awkward way. He announced it before the anti-rights people announced all the events they'll be having in all 50 states nationwide, and that Gottlieb was responding and saying, you can't get away with this unchallenged.
Right.
So they attacked Gottlieb for responding to this anti-rights thing, and they made it sound like he's a crazy person when he's really a patriot and doing something to protect our rights. Also part of this whole, what's the solution? How do you defend your rights? Who are these people? They get to vote too. You're arguing with stupid. You have people responding just on an emotional level. Oh, and I was trying to remind myself of something. USCCA, one of your sponsors, has an insurance program, so you're not ruined financially and legally if you're in
right.
defense.
Yeah, and we drive people over to that site on a regular basis, but usconcealedcarry.com or uscca.com. Thanks for bringing that up, Alan.
Legal risk to you in a shooting is much greater than people realized. I wrote my 13th book called After You Shoot, Your Gun's Hot, The Perp's Not, Now What?
I've always loved that title.
I kind of am fond of the title.
It's catchy.
After You Shoot, Your gun's hot. The perp's not. Now what? People don't have a clue as to what to do. They certainly don't get educated in school. And if you take a CCW class, you know, a discreet carry class or any kind of firearms class, you get different kinds of information on what to do. And after you shoot addresses this, with 70 different experts consulted in doing this, including Massad Ayoub, who I know you've had on the show, and a whole bunch of other experts, lawyers, judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, people who've been through this, and the judiciary is upside down on this. A perfectly clean shoot, a perfectly clean self-defense can still cost you tens of thousands of dollars. So what do you say on the 911 call? What do you say to the responding officers? And you have a right to remain silent. And when you ask lawyers about this, they say, don't say anything. Well, you can't dial the phone and not say anything. So you need to understand this issue. And the way to begin exploring it is with After You Shoot, which you can see if you go to gunlaws.com. And USCCA's insurance policy and their magazine gives you more information on this than just about any other source. I know the NRA is now doing some more stuff on it, which is really good. And other groups are looking at it because the risk to you in self-defense. I went to a meeting of leftists on changing Stand Your Ground law.
Mm-hmm.
And Stand Your Ground is fundamental law. If you don't have that in place, all you have is runaway and hide law. And that means a criminal can walk into your home and say, scram, shoo, and if you don't leave, you become the criminal. You must have Stand Your Ground law or something like it. In Arizona, we have immediately respond law, meaning it must be immediately necessary to respond.
Alan, I hate to do it, but we're running out of time. This hour is coming to a close.
Again?
Gunlaws.com. Gunlaws.com. The great Alan Corwin. I beg you, go back to armedamericanradio.com and listen to the last 3 hours. You will absolutely love it. Alan Corwin, thank you so much. Page 9, sign up for it. Get Alan Corwin's weekly advice to you. Page 9, gunlaws.com. Nobody says it better than Alan Corwin. This was proof positive. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. I want to thank you for joining me. Number 3 in the nation right now being listened to. Gotta love it because of you. Remember, carry on. Carry absolutely everywhere. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I'll see you on the radio next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.